welcome back to Gracie Meets. During these last 5 months of being a podcaster, I've interviewed so many people with unique jobs, but I've never actually interviewed a podcaster who has podcasting experience. I personally want to become a better podcaster, so who better to bring in than Dave O from the Fearless Fathers podcast? Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
My name is Dave. I am 30 years old, married with a soon-to-be two-year-old son. I worked my entire life from the time I was 15, 16 years old up until now. Due to a disability, I had to take a step away from work for a while. And I've recently, well, ever since I was a little kid, since I was about 5 years old, I've always wanted to own my own business, become an entrepreneur, and really just be my own boss. So after everything happened, COVID started, all of that, I got into the podcasting realm. And I'm using podcasting as a form of therapy for myself, as well as also building a business that I've always wanted to do and just have fun and be excited to want to work every single day.
So what do you think makes your job not normal?
It goes against the grain that we're told growing up is you need to have a job that signifies what it means to be a working American or a working individual. You know, go to a 9-to-5 job that you may not fully like or fully appreciate and just kind of feel a little defeated at the end of the day when you come home. My job is, you know, I get to wake up, I get to work right from home, right from my laptop, and I get to have a lot of fun doing it. Even though I'm not making anything right now money-wise, I know it's going to build something great down the road for me and my family.
Yeah, this is one of those creative jobs, and to have one of those creative jobs, I feel like you would have to have a sort of skill. So what type of skills would someone need for this job?
For podcasting, I would say you have to have some kind of form of creativity. You also, and this isn't necessarily a skill, but I think it's a huge factor for something like this, is you need to be passionate. You need to have passion in what you're doing to really excel in it. If you go for the money, it's never going to show up. You really have to have a burning desire to want to do it. And being able to talk too doesn't hurt as much either. Mm-hmm. But definitely I would say, you know, having creativity, having a thought process, going outside of the box, having passion in what you do, and, you know, public speaking skills or just, you know, knowing how to talk in general is really going to help.
And you said that you work from home. So what does your workspace look like?
So my workspace, I'm gonna backtrack a little bit here. When I started podcasting, it did not look anything like it was right now. I was working in the other half of my basement that was dreary, damp, it was cold. I had a small table with a really old laptop. It was just a complete disheveled mess. As I got more into it, as I started growing more into it, you know, we got a desk. I have a nice little desk now. I have some padded blankets right in front of my microphone so that we could dampen some sound. It looks more professional now. It feels like it's something more attainable and more real than, you know, the disheveled basement with half a working light bulb to something now that's a little bit more fluid and a little bit more homely.
Yeah, I'm running my podcast in my closet. It's like one of those, you can't walk into it. So everything is just sticking out of my closet.
Yeah, like half an inch just to yourself alone.
Yeah, like,
oh, the struggle.
My microphone is hanging off of my bookshelf and I have a little like pull out drawer desk for my Rodecaster. So I'm just working out of the closet.
If it makes you feel better, I was using a space heater for a table for a while to hold my notebook, so I get the struggle.
So do you use any special equipment to accomplish your podcasts?
I do. So I do use, you know, a laptop. That's my main focal point is my laptop. That's where we do all of our recording out of. I do all of our editing. You know, we use what's called a DAW, a digital audio workspace. So that allows us to import the audio files once we're done, make them sound all nice and semi-professional. You know, my microphone with a stand on it so I could maneuver it and stay comfortable as I'm working with that. A what's called a pop filter that allows you to not hear those hard key sounds when you're talking about something that kind of muffles that for you. Sounds a little bit nicer in the sound. And really that would probably be the biggest things. And then, you know, our not really equipment, but what we use a podcast host that you have to go out there, find those, whatever's going to work best for you for getting your show out there to your listeners.
And how long did it take for you to become proficient in podcasting?
This one I actually had to think about for a bit. So I started from the date of recording this episode, I started podcasting in the middle of COVID-19, or at least started the idea. So we've been going now for about 6-7 months. And I feel in anything that you do, especially if you're passionate in it, you're never fully proficient. You can always learn something new and you can always grow better. What I will say is I have become more comfortable and more confident in what I've been doing. And that just comes with time. That just comes with knowing that this wasn't going to be perfect overnight. There was going to be hiccups. There was going to be road bumps. But it was, how did I overcome those road bumps? How did I get better? How did I learn from past mistakes to really take what I do to another level? Not the best level, but another level on a small progressive scale.
Yeah, I keep going back to a quote from the sports counselor episode. You're not going to go straight into it and be perfect at it. You're going to have to work towards being good at it and being able to excel in being whatever you go into.
I love that because it's so true. And a lot of people, and especially young teens, and I remember myself in high school wanting to do everything perfectly the first time and being afraid that I wasn't going to do everything perfectly the first time. And one thing that actually helped me out in high school alone was I had a teacher who was a very close mentor of mine in my senior year of high school. And I ended up getting the best grade it was a workshop class that we had. It was a shop class. And he said I had the best grade in the class for that one. And I got like a 98 on it. So I'm thinking to myself, how did I get the best grade in the class if it wasn't 100? And I go to him and I said, you know, Mr. Hampel, you said I had the best grade in the class. Why wasn't it 100? And he looks at me and he goes, Dave, just remember in this world, nothing is 100% perfect. There is going, even the best, purest diamond in the world has its imperfections. You can strive for perfection, but you're never going to fully achieve perfection. There's always going to be something more that you could build on and that you can grow and foster. And that, you know, we're talking, I'm going to date myself here, but we're talking over 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And that's still something that holds very true. It's just knowing that it's not going to be perfect, especially when you start something.
Yeah, I like that. Like even the diamonds have their imperfections. And I did have a teacher that was like that. She was my orchestra teacher. From 6th grade to 8th grade, and she never gave out 100s. It was always up to a 99 because she always thought there was room for improvement.
Love it.
So how can a teenager get into this line of work?
This line of work in this day and age is the easiest way that you could get into this work. This is something that you can do starting on your smartphone and a pair of earbuds. That's all you need to get started, and you could grow from there. And there's so many free, like I talked about earlier, you need a podcast hosting service. A lot of them offer free, just to go out there, give you so much audio a month, or, you know, you could post up to like an hour a week, whatever the case is. You could find one for free, go out there, record something on your smartphone, throw a quick edit together, upload it, and you're out the door.
And would you mind giving the listeners one piece of advice for if they're just starting out with podcasting?
Always know, like we said, it's not going to be perfect. I say this on my podcast all the time. It's, you have to take it one step at a time, one day at a time. If you look too far out into the future and you tell yourself, and everybody says it with podcasting, it's impossible to make money. It's not completely impossible. It's been done before. You can do it. It's taking those right steps and taking them one step at a time, one day at a time, and making sure you're not overstepping something and leading yourself to failure. And it's staying passionate and consistent. I know, yes, for one piece, but I could go all day on this. Staying passionate, consistent, and having top quality content. Audio may not be that great, but have great content that your listeners are going to want. And that's going to excel you more than the 700,000 or a million podcasts that are out there today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. And you have a podcast, obviously. So would you like to shout that out?
Sure. So I co-host a podcast with a good friend of mine It's called the Fearless Fathers Podcast. It's for really anybody out there who wants to break the stigmas of fatherhood and really maybe feels alone. We've talked to dads from who have six kids to ones that have a 19-month-old kid and everything in between. We have people who aren't even fathers listening to it and taking some kind of piece of advice out of it. It is a, you know, we say not safe for work. There is swearing in there stuff too. So it's not something that you could blare out, but it's really there to help get your mindset right, help change your perspective on things and not think so much into a negative manner. So Fearless Fathers Podcast, you can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, our website, fearlessfathers.net, really anywhere.
I listened to the one with my dad in it, and I learned some stuff that I didn't even know. So it's a good podcast. I enjoy it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, your dad's episode was probably one of my favorites. You know, that was great.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
My pleasure. I love it. Love what you're doing. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Being a podcaster is such a special and unique career that no one really thinks about. It's a job that you can go into with no experience and a small idea of what you'd want to talk about. There are so many genres of podcasts out there, from gaming podcasts to storytelling podcasts to podcasts that just talk about random things. What's great about this career is that you have the freedom to do whatever you like. This is your creation that you can do whatever you want to do with. No normal person could create their own business by themselves. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow Gracie Meets on Instagram @gracie.meets. Tune in next Saturday for an awesome interview with a train conductor.